legendary New York Yankee, catcher, Hall of Famer, and, of course, known outside of baseball just because of his ability to turn a bizarre word, Yogi Berra, going to be having his own postage stamp.
Oh, really? Is that right?
One of those honorary stamps. One of the Forever stamps.
Everfor stamp.
Everfor, yes. That would be
Yogi Berra.
That would be Yogi. In fact, it was issued yesterday, and it's now being sold at post offices nationwide. Of course, he passed away, I forgot this, 2015. He was 90 years old 6 years ago when he passed away.
I can't believe that, 6 years ago.
So if you want to have a chance to have another one of those special stamps, Yogi Berra, his special stamp, already issued and in circulation. So that's the fun news for baseball.
Now the not so fun.
Yeah, what are they doing now with the All-Star game?
Have you seen the uniforms that the players are going to wear in the All-Star game?
No.
Now that alone should be a warning to you. Baseball, in its, dare I say, purity, all other sports, let's use the major ones, football, hockey, basketball, when they have their All-Star games, which, by the way, are worthless because they're played at times that the players, you know, basketball, there's no defense. Football, nobody wants to play in that game anyway.
Right.
In hockey, there's no defense either.
Yet the ratings, for some reason, for these games.
Yeah, they get high.
They do.
Baseball always, remember, people didn't like it, but I thought it was kind of cool. Made it competitive. Winner gets to be home team in the World Series.
I'm just never completely against it.
But they wore their own uniforms.
Yep.
Right.
You know, if you're the home team, you wore the home white version. If you're the away team, you're the dark version.
Correct.
And you wore your own hats and everything. You could the distinct teams were represented.
Yep. Not anymore.
Until, for whatever reason, Major League Baseball, teaming up with Nike. Oh, now I know the reason. For the July 13th game that's now going to be played at Coors Field after it had been moved, the National League will have the white jerseys. The American League will have the blue jerseys. Yeah, I said white jerseys. They're two-button jerseys featuring three red letters for the player's club that are vertically arranged on the left side, and then the club logo is superimposed over those letters. And so, gentlemen, it looks something like this.
Oh.
Oh, all right.
Plain Jane. First of all, you got the three letters, and then you superimpose the logo of the club over those letters, which makes those letters hard to read.
Yeah.
Look more like a T-shirt with screen printing on it or something.
Hey, I like the American flag on the sleeve. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
The Nike logo, of course, that's there. But...
I don't know.
I don't know. Well, now, will they still be wearing their hat, their caps? Team caps. Is that right? Because at least the NFL Pro Bowl, the players wear their team helmets.
Nope.
They won't be doing that at all.
So they're kind of logo. They're different. Yeah, they got a star with the. They use the team logo, but it's not the team colors. Some teams have different colored caps. Why? There was nothing wrong with the uniforms being worn by baseball in the All-Star game. That was, again, one of the fun things I always
guessing,
thought.
Charlie, that they're trying to bring in a younger crowd. They think this will help a little bit. That's
and
what
money.
I'm guessing.
To sell
and
the apparel.
Money, yeah, well, that's, yeah.
I don't know. Nike. Yeah, what's the deal? And they could now sell these, hey, cool special jerseys for the All-Star game.
Could sell them on eBay later. Something like that. I don't know. I don't know. That is what I'm thinking of. It's through Nike. Major League Baseball probably has a deal with Nike. Make these new jerseys. There you go. And then they hope that maybe they can sell them. Not the jerseys themselves, you know, that the players are wearing, but maybe people will buy those kinds of jerseys online somewhere. Same with the hats.
Here's the Tiger one. It's going to be tough for you to see in the news. That's the Tiger one.
Oh, really?
It's got the old English D, but it looks like it's red.
It does.
Yeah,
it looks orange.
Almost looks like a red star.
Yeah.
You don't screw around with the old English D. You don't screw around with the Yankees pinstripes.
The teams must have approved it, though. You can't do anything with their logos without their approval.
It is red.
Red? Yeah,
it's not orange. No.
It's not orange. No. I see some of the other teams that have the red.
It looks like the TC for the Minnesota Twins is the white and red.
Right here? See that?
Yeah.
That's the normal.
But that probably it probably sticks with the color.
Theme for the
thank you
uniforms.
White
yeah the white and red be, for the American League.
It could be.
That's what I'm guessing. I know. See, because KC for Kansas City, that's not blue, it's red. So yeah, I know. I'm with you. I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you. I think that I think if you just did some kind of you're going to find out.
When I first thought this, thought that these were the like warm up jerseys, or maybe for the activities I might be doing, whatever. Then they change into the regular uniforms. Yeah. No.
Not going to happen.
Major faux pas when you mess with something that Charlie sees as traditions of baseball.
There was no reason to. That, again, was one of the beauties I thought of the Major League Baseball All-Star team. That all wore their own uniforms. That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I'll put a link up on our Morning Team page. If you want to see it for yourself, folks, you can make your own judgments. Don't let me be the one that tells you what's good or bad. You can determine for yourself. It's bad.